This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Congress may or may not be able to enjoy an extended 4th of July holiday break, given the uncertainty over the reconciliation package now in the hands of the Senate, or more importantly, the Senate parliamentarian. I'll come back to that subject here in a minute. The bill, famously called the One Big Beautiful Bill, or OB3 as I call it, was passed by the House by a whopping one vote, 215 to 214, back on May 22nd, and then promptly sent over to the Senate for its consideration. We said at the time that all bets were off regarding Senate action because we knew two things. One, the Senate likes to have its fingerprints on major pieces of legislation, and depending on what they do or don't do with OB3, well, it could cause problems when it comes back to the House. We'll see about that. And number two, the world was about to be introduced to a lady named Elizabeth McDonough, the Senate parliamentarian, in a most remarkable way. She actually has more power in this process than anyone elected. That power is vested in her ability to strike down certain provisions in the legislation that run afoul of what we call the Byrd Rule, a measure adopted by the Senate 40 years ago designed to limit amendments and riders attached to reconciliation bills. Congress incorporated the Byrd Rule into law back in 1990. That automatically puts Ms. McDonough in the political spotlight as the referee on issues like defunding the CFPB or cuts to food assistance, rollbacks in green energy funding and emission standards, new Medicaid tax rules worth hundreds of billions of dollars in revenues, and blocking federal grants for sanctuary cities. These are all provisions in the big, beautiful bill she has ruled out of bounds. Now, before you default to criticism of Ms. McDonough, just remember back in 2021, this same lady ruled against a minimum wage increase and a controversial amnesty provision in the American Rescue Plan. Her latest rulings are having a major impact on Senate action on the bill, and few people in this town believe the July 4th deadline to get it to the president's desk is realistic right now. My gut tells me that the earliest the Senate could vote on whatever they come up with would be sometime this weekend. That would put Speaker Mike Johnson in a pickle. You see, the House is out next week, or should I say supposed to be. There are Codell trips scheduled, family vacations, and other pre-planned activities on any discerning congressman's schedule, and no one, let me say again, no one had coming back to Washington for reconciliation next week on their bingo card. Such is life in Congress these days. As for me, I've never really been married to that July 4th deadline. I believe it's more important to get this bill right than on some arbitrary date, including Independence Day. The real deadline, if you want to know the truth about it, is a debt ceiling. As you know, the debt ceiling gets hiked by $5 trillion in the Senate version of OB3, $4 trillion in the House. And if we don't come to some agreement by the date on which we can no longer borrow money, which is now estimated between the 15th of August and, say, the first week of October, well, we're kind of up the proverbial creek. Oh, I should have mentioned there is one other option. Let's call it the nuclear option. Ms. McDonough could be overruled or even fired by the Senate Majority Leader. That may sound appealing to some in that universe, but it's only happened one time. And when it comes to overturning decades of Senate precedent, just ask the late Senator Harry Reid how it worked out for him back in 2013 when he, as the Majority Leader, eliminated the Senate filibuster on nominees for judicial positions. Worked okay for him at the time. But in 2017, Mitch McConnell killed that same provision for Supreme Court nominees. You think the Dems are regretting that precedent? I'd say yes, given a 6-3 conservative court. I hope this report clears up some of the questions and concerns over the reconciliation process. This sausage-making can be downright confusing. If I've made it more confusing, just remember this. Reconciliation was designed to help the majority party avoid gridlock while implementing its legislative agenda. As I often say, it's an imperfect world. We'll all be watching what the Senate does over the next few days, not sure how it all ends up, but they will agree to something. Then it will come back to the House, and all that attention will be back on the House of Representatives. One thing I can guarantee you is that Ms. McDonough will be quite okay with that. I hope you have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July holiday. Enjoy the fireworks and the picnic with family, but do try to stay away from the sausage. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.